Hey everybody, welcome to episode 80 of the PGA J Show. I was recently reading through the PGA magazine, as I often do, and I found a great short article in the PGA Pro to Pro section, and I think that this is a great area of the magazine to always make sure that you check out every month, because there are some really great ideas of things that other golf professionals are doing. And even if it's not, like in this case, maybe it's not exactly what you would replicate, but it may give you a really good idea of how to do something at your facility and maybe a different angle that you hadn't thought of. So I wanted to share that with you guys and then kind of think of, in my mind, how other people can use it as well by tweaking it up a little bit. And that's Range Balls and Breakfast Bring Kids to the Course. This is it's Ray Comella, PGA Head Professional, Eastmoreland Golf Course in Portland, Oregon. And the article is not that long, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it rather than paraphrasing it. But so here you go. Eastmoreland Golf Course is a city-owned municipal course in Portland, Oregon, is feeding junior golfers range balls and breakfast to grow their appetite for the game. Brothers Rob and Clark Cumston, who have been working as concessions operators at the course since 1962, grew concerned at the dwindling number of junior golfers in recent years. Long gone were the days when kids would hang out around the golf course playing golf all day. They decided to do something about it, and in 2014 dreamed up the idea of offering a free box of cereal and juice and a free medium bucket of range balls for children ages 15 and younger between 6 and 9 a.m. every day all year long. The program has since been expanded, and now anybody 17 and younger is welcome. It has steadily grown from the time of inception, said Rob Cumston, who estimated that the program attracted 300 children that first year and gave away as many as 1,700 buckets of range balls last year. Eastmoreland PGA Head Professional Ray Comella calls the program a win-win for the course and the kids. We see a lot of kids who come in here that never would have before, Comella says. You see them more and more often. It's been a great deal for that. During the school week, there are not as many children, but Saturdays and Sundays you can get 20 to 30 each day. Cumston says the cost of food and beverage tend to offset by the adults who buy range balls and maybe a sweet roll or a coffee. Some of the program's earliest participants have graduated into Comella's PGA Junior League program. The non-profit Janus Youth organization has brought at-risk children to take advantage of the offer, a demographic that might never get exposure to golf otherwise. Comella believes the range balls and breakfast idea is a program that should be replicated at other courses around the country. I think it's a no-brainer for every course, Comella says. It's a great deal to get more and more people playing golf. There's a lot of kids who have never touched golf clubs before. It's a win-win for golf. So I think that this is a really good idea for anybody. I think especially with a municipal golf course, everybody having access to it, I think that the breakfast is definitely a great idea. Obviously, it's paid off very well. And I thought that the interesting part of this that I picked up on too was that really it's cost neutral, because most of the parents will come out and buy something that wouldn't have come out anyway. So your profit kind of offsets the cost there. So you're able to create a feeder program and get more kids into golf through this at no cost to the facility, and hopefully at a benefit in the long term. And I think that this is something that a lot of golf courses, even private golf courses, should do. And I think a lot of them do something similar to this, where you'll have, you know, free breakfast for the kids on the weekends, just like restaurants do, to kind of entice the parents to bring out the kids, and then they make the money off the parents and all that. But what this also got me thinking of is that maybe you're at a facility, maybe it's a private facility, and this is taking a much different turn from giving kids cereal. This gets into like giving free alcohol to adults, so it's like it's a total right turn, but it's still kind of in the ballpark. But anytime you're if you're struggling, if you're a club that's struggling with, like, you know, Wednesday nights not being the busiest night for the restaurant. Like, for example, I was at a facility that we basically had no dinners when I first started there. And then we got to where we had Friday night dinners worked well. We were a little bit more, not remote facility, but we weren't, in this, just for context, we weren't like in a, we were in a community, but not the majority of our members lived in that community. A lot of them drove 15, 20 minutes kind of out of the way on the weekends to play. So keeping that in mind, but this, if you had a facility, you know, that was trying to grow, in our case, trying to grow Wednesday night dinner, for example, then doing something where you had something on the range and maybe gave out a free beer or a couple free beers, and you kind of turned it into like a, you know, midweek weekend day on Wednesday, midweek weekend Wednesday, or something like that, like hump day happy hour, you know, something kind of fun like that, where you basically offer members, you entice them to come out, have a couple drinks, hang out with the members, you know, like I say, offer a couple complimentary beers or maybe even a signature cocktail or something like that that doesn't cost you too much. So where you're spending, you know, even if you have 50 to 60 people show up, it's costing you $100 or so in cost probably to get those people out there. But then hopefully a lot of them get to talking, have a couple drinks, and then they're like, oh, well, why don't we just have dinner here? And just to see how that goes, because a lot of times when you put something out there like, hey, we're now open for this, or now open, like whatever that is, the cost of it taking longer for that to catch on is actually more expensive than actually spending money on it, if that makes sense. So if you have something like that, like you're opening up for an additional night of dinner or for dinner for the first time, if you wait 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 months for that to catch on, the staffing costs and the food costs and all of that stuff that you need to spend to be prepared for that night, if it ultimately doesn't take off, the expense is going to be way higher than doing 4 weeks in a row of spending $100 to $200 in free drinks and trying to get people out there. And that way you can look at it at the end of the 4 weeks and say, listen, we're literally giving people free drinks to kind of come out and just hang out, and they're not staying or they're not even coming out at all. So if they're not coming for free drinks, they're not going to come for food. So I just think that that's an interesting way in thinking about it. And this was, of course, sparked by this article here. And I think that that's one of the cool things about something like this, is that when you read these, you kind of think, oh, that's not, but I can use that idea. What if I just kind of did this for this? Because I wasn't necessarily thinking that, but reading how some people staying, yeah, even if you spend a couple $100 in food, if you get 30 of those people to stay at an average ticket of $20, then, you know, you start to make that money back pretty quickly. So as you can tell, one great idea kind of spurs another. And sometimes it's just that missing piece that you're looking for, that you can find. And hopefully that helps you guys as well. Maybe one little piece of this will actually be the piece that you need for your great idea as well. So I hope you have a great day. It's Saturday when I'm recording this. So maybe hopefully when you're listening to this, it's the weekend and you're enjoying it, or you're just enjoying the week. Thanks so much. As always, you can always email me at j@pgaj.com if you have questions. Follow me on social. Instagram and Snapchat's PGAJ. Twitter's PGAJ Golf. I'll talk to you soon.